Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we should be joined by OTN's Sam here in a little bit as he returns, as I have returned, from the 420 epic celebration here in New Hampshire. It happened at the Concord State House, right out in front of the Main Street, is where about, I would say, well over 100 people.
Yeah, I'd come up with that number, too.
You weren't there.
But I was watching via Ustream. I got people everywhere.
So the AP is reporting that about 100 people were there. Now, I would say at least 200 people kind of came and went throughout the hour or so that I was there.
More than an hour is how long it went on. And I, you know, I thought that it was getting a little much when the 420 celebration became the 520 celebration. I mean, come on, pack it up and take it home. You and your drums, get out of here.
Yeah, it was a good time. There were a lot of people out there. People come from all over the state of New Hampshire and maybe even further. I'm not sure about that, but lots of megaphones and no police. There were a couple cops that were across the street at one point.
Yeah, there were a couple
somewhere.
Of lurkers. And you guys couldn't goad them into doing anything, though, could you?
No, they didn't come anywhere near us, which was great. Which was great. As far as I'm concerned, I know that some people really wanted to get arrested, and I won't name names, but some people really, really wanted to get arrested. I was totally willing.
For God's sakes, your will written out and left here on the desk.
It was just something you needed to take care of, that's all.
You put me the assigner in the bank account. I had all your money.
You have to be prepared for these sorts of things, Mark. So I went into that expecting to not be coming on the show tonight, and it worked out really well. The cops didn't make a show, and this after a weekend of crackdowns where the Nashville police were sending state police and other cops to do their bidding around the state and arrest activists. I kind of thought maybe that was, you know, foreboding some bad things, but all went well today, and it was a major success. So thanks to everybody who came out to that. I'm sure we'll be doing it again.
Just out of curiosity, would it have been a success if the cops would have come in?
Well, in a roundabout way, it eventually would have been a success, because if the cops crack down, then that just attracts more people. In fact, I was talking with somebody out there today, one of our listeners who lives elsewhere in the state. He pointed out that the reason he's out is because of the crackdowns. So the reason he traveled the distance, because he's not a marijuana consumer, he traveled the distance to support us because of the crackdowns on the activists. So it brings people out. So, yes, the answer is it would be a success. But I like this kind of success where everybody gets to go home at night.
So you have the very enviable position of no cops show up, it's a success. Cops show up, it's a success. That's pretty sweet.
Right, and of course the cops have the unenviable position of being lose-lose for them. If they don't show up, they lose, and if they do show up and crack down, then they lose as well.
Watching the video,
because they're bad.
It seems
what they're doing is wrong. Not, they aren't necessarily bad. They're just following orders. That's bad. What they're doing is immoral.
You know, I saw some sign where it's I think it said the cops are the real terrorists, and I felt that sign was misplaced. I think that it's the kind of goading small thing that was misplaced. It shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, what can you do though? You're at an event with a couple hundred people. So
you talk to them about their sign.
You could do that if you wanted to. I mean, somebody tried to talk to me about my Free King banner once. And I basically, I said, look, there's no Free Nashua. I was in Nashua at the time. And he came up and was kind of berating one of the other activists and I about having a freekeen.com banner.
So because somebody talked to you about your banner, you wouldn't talk to somebody about their sign?
No, I'm just
even
saying,
if their sign
maybe,
was...
maybe you would have success, maybe you wouldn't. They didn't convince me to take the Freekeen banner down.
Yeah, but that's an entirely different thing. I mean, you're not marginalized. You're not alienating people and calling them terrorists.
I see where you're coming from.
I saw the video there and I thought it was, it seemed like some of the activists kind of stand around to hey, we came out to this event. There aren't any cops here to beat us up. I mean, I felt
there
bad
were some
for
people
them
that
bit.
Wanted to get around. I said, one of the guys said something to me about how I guess it wasn't his day and he was hoping that it would be. And I said, you'll have, it's coming. If you want it that bad, it will come to you.
Yeah. Just make sure that you exhale when they stick the boot in your kick you in your gut.
Well, not everybody gets kicked in the guts, Mark. I mean, the cops are up here aren't that. Most of them, I don't think, are that bad.
It's a joke, man.
Although, there's plenty of corruption out there, so you never know when you're going to end up. You still never know wherever you are when you're going to encounter a rogue cop. All right, so 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Brandon is in California on the AMP lines. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, just wanted to say happy 420.
Indeed, happy 420. I need to get the bong sound effect out here.
Oh, God.
So what? Oh, no, he's already got one there. Is that a bong?
Yeah, it was.
That I don't think it was a sound effect.
No, that definitely was not a sound effect. And this wasn't either when it was recorded. That was not a sound effect either. So anyway, Brandon, anything you wanted to actually comment on tonight?
Well, I was going to ask how the celebration was there in Keene, but you already talked about that.
Well, from what I understand, in Keene, it was also going on. One of the activists here stayed around and continued the festivities here in Keene. So I came from the Concord one, which was a major success.
Okay.
And so Keene was also continuing today. Anything else on your mind, Brandon?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sam joining us from ObscureToTruth.com. Of course, talking about what was happening today as you were driving in.
Yep.
Thoughts on what you just experienced? I mean, how was it?
I wonder if they're just trying some new tactic to go after people, or if we're actually starting to see the tide turn and they're starting to realize that cracking down makes it bigger, makes it spread, makes it more frequent, all the things that they don't want. And at the same time, it makes for great video that they can't just dismiss away like they normally do. So they get hit with all of these calls and activists. And, I think all of this stuff happening together is really starting to have an impact.
I was expecting a crackdown today. I mean, I was ready to go, man. I was ready to sit down in front of a police car today, and luckily I didn't have to do it because there were enough people there. It was a positive occasion. Mark was complaining about one of the signs, but what can you do? So overall, it was a very friendly, positive occasion. There was singing. There was a drum beating, drum circle, or whatever you want to call that, and all kinds of just happy people enjoying themselves on what was a beautiful day. A little bit of clouding in the beginning, and it went washed away, and it was just absolutely spectacular. The whole thing.
And Brad and I snuck away.
Brad Jardis, formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, former cop.
Part of CD Evolution. And
was his speech great or what?
I didn't hear it. I was away filming people on the side, so I didn't know what was going on. But the two of us walked over to one of the state troopers who was standing.
Across the street?
Actually, who was standing around on the side of the Capitol building. I think they had just locked up, set security or whatever, and they were standing out there. And Brad went up and started asking him questions.
And you had your camera for this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
And Brad was mic'd up. So, he asked him about, are you going to go over there and arrest somebody? They're breaking the law. And he says, well, I don't smell anything. I'm downwind from that. And he goes, yeah, but clearly you know that, this is going on over there. I mean, you can see it. Well, I don't see anything. Then Brad kind of moved into, are the laws just? Do you think you should enforce bad laws? And he said, if his commander told him to arrest somebody for drinking water out of a milk carton, that he would do it. And he wouldn't answer the question about arresting black people in the
South,
because he wasn't alive then, so not his problem.
Don't have to think about that one. Nope. Well, we can just set aside that cognitive dissonance. No need to blast our way through that and actually think about things.
Yeah, but it was a really interesting conversation. And
that's great.
I look forward to seeing more of that from Brad Jardis.
1-800-259-9231. That's right. He's back on the scene, and it's good to have him back. Of course, a former member of the police. I mean, he was a cop for about a decade.
Yep.
And today he took a turn on the megaphone. There were about three or four megaphones around, and he took one and spoke about basically how he was sorry for what he did to people. I mean, that's a real kind of encapsulation of it, but it was a really touching moment. There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Lots of news media out today as well. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. We've got archives. They're free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing it. Theirs. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. It goes all the way back in our podcast through the beginning of 2009. So enjoy it all for free at freetalklive.com.
Every time you use another service besides HostGator to either reserve a URL name or do your web hosting, a kitten dies. Use HostGator.com and use code FTL to save to get the first month completely free. It's HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We go to Scott, listening in Canada. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. The Insanity.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, I thought I'd tell you about what happened today here in Winnipeg. We had a little 420 event.
Nice.
Like a lot of places are. This is the first time I've never gone to one. I don't smoke, but I brought my video camera down there because I wanted to document it, because there were probably, I don't know, 1,500 people there.
Wow.
It is a lot. And there were no fights. There was no, you know, nothing like that. The cops stood around and watched and didn't do anything, because what are you going to do?
And this is nothing new to Canada, right? Mark Emery has done tours where he's gone across the provinces and really set this up, right?
I don't know how long it's been going on. I'm pretty new to it.
Okay.
I know at least for 5-6 years it's been going on here.
Yeah, and I've seen crowds in the several hundreds, a few years ago from some of his. He would roll up 2 ounces in a huge blunt and pass it around the crowd and so forth and make a big show of it.
That guy's awesome. By the way, he's still up in Canada, has not yet been extradited from what I understand.
Great.
The part I was disappointed, though, was I was interviewing people and asked them about legalization. When I asked if they were in favor of legalizing other drugs, nobody said yes.
Yeah.
Everybody said no. They only want pot legalized. It all came back to the argument that it's natural and it's not that bad, which I think is some of the fallacy.
Peyote, shrooms. What are some more that the
tobacco? Saldia? Well, tobacco is already legal, but
cocaine comes from the coconut.
Yeah,
well, it's just unprocessed. These things are unprocessed. Yeah. So I'm trying to come up. I want to see whether their thought process holds true or not. I mean, should these things be legal?
Yeah. Well, I think they're not really thinking about the core issues.
They're thinking about them, and they're thinking about me, and I use marijuana, and I don't use those other drugs, and those other drugs are bad, because that's what I learned in DARE. They lied to me about marijuana, but everything else, bad, bad, bad.
Yep.
And I decided not to get into that with anybody, because it was, I was just there for some pleasantries.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed that out of, maybe a dozen people I asked that, and none of them said yes to anything else.
It's frustrating.
Only the pot. But I didn't push it, but it was still an enjoyable experience. And out of the 1,500 or so people there, there were some kids. I saw a kid that's probably 11 years old taking a hit out of a Coke can or something like that.
Oh, God.
And there were a few little kids running around, but there were people cleaning up. And, people brought their couches and just relaxed. And
awesome.
And that's what most people said. It was just as peaceful. We're just here to hang out. Unfortunately, no real activism as far as, it only happens once a year. Nobody's going to come tomorrow and do it.
Right. Whereas tomorrow, here in Keene, New Hampshire, at 4:20 in the afternoon, there will be people smoking cannabis in the town square.
Talking about 4:20.
I don't use pot, but I am a little bit dizzy after hanging around there for about an hour.
That's funny. Hey, thanks for the update. Thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So, reports from around the world coming in now about your local cannabis celebrations, if you had one. Anything interesting transpire, or was it just a tremendous success, which I think is also interesting in its own right? And ours was certainly a tremendous success today. It's my understanding that, according to the AP article, tomorrow the politicians calling themselves the Senate in New Hampshire will be voting on this very issue of decriminalization. So,
now, I heard that they were not going to vote on it because they didn't want to create any rifts with the governor, His Excellency, they didn't think that it was worth it because they know he's going to veto it anyway, which just goes to show you that they care more about they're not upsetting His Excellency than they do representing the people that they're supposedly serving.
It's true, and I don't believe in the whole idea of representation, because I don't think that I could accurately represent two people.
It just doesn't work.
However, there is something to be said for the fact that the House of Representatives continues to vote for things like decriminalization,
right.
And the smaller, more cliquish group of politicians, the Senate, is much more difficult to get such things through. So to some extent, there is a message there, but you just can't count on the politicians to reflect anything. 1-800-259-9231. So I got some of that today, what Scott was getting about the idea that, marijuana's fine to decriminalize, but everything else, we can't have that. And maybe we can get a little further into it. Let's continue, though, with Charlie listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, typically I'm a podcast listener. I listen the day after while I'm at work. And I didn't realize that Sam was on tonight, and so I got to say something real quick. Sam, you are the reason that I joined the Free State Project. I know. I got to
gush. He's blushing.
I'm sorry. I got to kiss him, you know, right on the mouth. Sorry. But
no, don't do that. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hang on. But I was listening to Free Talk Live for the first time a couple months ago when the whole thing happened with Judge Burke.
Yep.
And I was so outraged. I listened to every single show every day to make sure that I was getting the most updated information. And I went on that night when I heard that you got 58 days for, mm-hmm. what was it, recording?
Well, it was indefinite. There was no time frame initially. It was just he was jailed indefinitely, and he happened to get out after 58 days.
Yeah, they had actually refused to schedule a trial until I decided to process. And the Attorney General for the state of New Hampshire actually wrote a brief to the Supreme Court explaining why I should be held indefinitely without trial. So I had no idea how long I would actually be in there.
That's just insane.
Yeah.
But I wanted to thank you because that night was the first time I'd ever heard about the Free State Project, and I was so angry that I signed up immediately. So I'm like, I got to get up there and stuff like this is happening.
Awesome. Well, yeah. How are your plans going?
Well, unfortunately, not very good. I had some family stuff come up, and so I had to push my plans back. I was originally going to come back up this year for Porkfest and just stay, but unfortunately, both of my grandmothers died in the last like 3 months.
That's a
and
bummer.
So, like, my family is just nuts right now.
Right.
And so,
well, on the upside, you won't have to come down because it won't happen again. Is that harsh of me to say that? I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably too soon.
A little harsh.
I mean, it was pretty hardcore because my family is like Southern Baptist, and I'm a hardcore atheist.
Oh my goodness! Wow, that's going to make for some interesting Thanksgivings.
Yeah, I don't really bring it up because I think they have an imaginary friend, and I don't like to ruin their little relationship. But originally the reason I called was because I am in the midst of smoking my 420 joint right
You're a little late.
I realized that. I just got off work about an hour and a half ago, so I came home and I rolled one up.
Well, it is 4:28 out in California, so I'm sure out in California people are just having themselves a good old time right now. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got a lot of features on our website, by the way, including the bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts await you, and you can get interactive with other listeners there. It's all totally free for you at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Would it surprise you to know that in the history of the drug war, no one charged with felony dispensing of cannabis has ever taken it to trial? Here in New Hampshire? Is that anywhere in the United States?
No. I just make it clear that all I know about is New Hampshire.
Okay. In New Hampshire, Sovereign Curtis is going to do so, risking 7 years in prison, and the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org wants to help Curtis win his case and possibly overturn the insane war on drugs. Well, that one case, that's high hopes.
Possibly.
I suppose it could happen. CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. In order to do that, we need you to chip in to help Curtis to sign up for monthly contributions or one-time contributions at cdevolution.org.
Even if it doesn't overturn anything, I think we still want to support Curtis, who is willing to stand against these charges. Actually, just as an aside, since we're talking about some of the Free State Project activists here, the people that have moved to New Hampshire, in order to get active for liberty, and many of whom are willing to put their own freedom on the line, a couple of the other activists we talked about over the last few weeks had an encounter at a little police department called Weir Police in New Hampshire, where they were charged with wiretapping and some other nonsense. But the wiretapping is the real issue because they've actually been charged. They thought they were going to be misdemeanors. They are felonies. So now we've got at least two more Free Staters that have been charged with felonies up here in New Hampshire. So three felony charges for three Free Staters so far in 2010. And the other felony charges I'm talking about are the so-called wiretapping, where Carla was using her camera. She's the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, using her video camera to tape some interactions between the police and somebody they pulled over, one of her friends, and that's why they came after her.
Yeah, you know, I called the city today, actually, and I recorded the call. I'm having a few issues with the local police department showing up.
Are you going to post
house.
That over at Free King?
I will, yes. And we got into this whole wiretapping thing. I said I may be recording this call. She says, well, I don't want you to. I don't give you my permission.
They always try that.
And I said, well, you know what? I really don't need your permission. She's like, well, you should look at RSA, blah, 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 blah. And I said,
look at our rules. We wrote these.
Well, I said, I've read it, and it says reasonable expectation of privacy. This is why when you call a help desk, or a customer service center, they say the call may be recorded, mm-hmm. which eliminates any reasonable expectation you have of privacy, and you're
right.
a public servant. So conversation, you know, over. I will be recording this.
And it worked. It worked. She continued on.
Yeah. She continued on. You know, but it's the same thing. They try and claim that it's a felony. If Carla's out there holding a video camera in this cop's face, and you know, it's probably the consumer one that has a little red light on the front. Does he really have an expectation of privacy?
I think that what we're going to see, and I don't know. I mean, we never know what to expect. This is me speculating here. What I imagine we'll see is they'll come at them all with offers to, we'll cut you a deal, just to, you know, plead guilty.
We'll make it easy on you.
Give you some probation, a suspended sentence, and
get
you won't
you
have to see it.
Get you out of here, no trouble at all.
You want paper or plastic? you won't have to spend any time in jail. And they believe that will work because that's what works on most people.
Yep.
But I don't think it's going to work for them this time. And these activists are going to take it to trial, and you'll probably end up seeing them dropping the felony charges. Get rid of the jury, and in the hopes that nobody will appeal and that they can wipe it away. And so that's kind of where CDEvolution.org is coming in, saying, look, we can take this up to the Supreme Court because these guys are willing to appeal it, and they're willing to go all the way. As I understand it, they're willing to go all the way. So bringing on somebody who can navigate those legal waters, if you will, I don't think is a terrible idea. In fact, we've got some really sharp minds on that particular wavelength, and you can go to cdevolution.org to get involved. We've got the chip in there. There's also monthly contributions. cdevolution.org. We continue with John listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I performed some cannabis disobedience today.
Excellent. What was that?
I smoked a bowl at 420.
And where were
then
you?
And I called. I was in my apartment.
Okay.
Then I called up and ordered Chinese food. And before
what kind of before Chinese placing, food?
Before placing the order, I said, wait, ma'am, before I place this order, are you okay with the fact that I just committed a crime? Are you still willing to do business with me? So I just smoked cannabis.
And she said, why you say?
She couldn't quite understand. Yeah. So I said, Can I order Chinese food and pay for it even though I smoked cannabis? She's like, oh, yeah, sure.
That's good.
And then when I picked it up, I asked her, do you think I should be put in jail because I smoke cannabis?
No.
And she says, no.
Absolutely not. No one sensible would say.
No, 1250.
John, you are a brave, dedicated activist, my man.
Thanks for the call. Great call tonight. Enjoy. He still sounds blazed. You can hear it in his laugh. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Vince. Listening in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Vince, what's on your mind?
Hey, I support you guys. But I want to ask you a question because I saw or read something that happened out in California.
All right, shoot.
Where this gentleman was on his own property, and he doesn't live in the nicest neighborhoods of Oakland, California, but he didn't want these two gentlemen out dealing drugs, and the amount that they had was the legal limit in California, but he shot these two guys.
Okay.
This has happened a couple of years ago, or not, I think even just last year.
Was this on his property?
It was on his property because he asked them to leave.
Okay.
And then
were they menacing him? Were they threatening him? Or were they just on his property?
Well, they wanted to sell this gentleman drugs, and he didn't want them. And he asked them to leave, and it got in an argument, and then he pulled out his gun and shot both the gentlemen. Now, he didn't kill him, he just shot him in the leg.
Oh, boy.
And,
so what's the question, Vince?
Well, then, but basically, because they're trying to prosecute that man who shot these two that were on his property.
Right.
Because they took his gun. They took also those guys' drugs and their money and his gun. And I guess that issue is kind of, how do you feel about something like that, you know, an issue of self-defense?
I think that in that case, he probably drew a little too soon, and who knows how belligerent he was being toward them, and I don't know. I wasn't there, so it's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
They could have gotten in, you know, this kind of dispute over just about anything. In this case, it happened to be them selling drugs. And again, I think this is really a consequence of the current war on drugs that puts these people out on the street corner rather than having, you know, medical marijuana dispensaries, or you just go to the local drugstore and pick out cannabis right off the shelf. I mean, that's really how it could be, and that would completely eliminate the need for somebody to stand out on somebody else's property to sell some government-prohibited substance.
Absolutely true. Vince, thanks for the thoughts and the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It seems like the guy, I mean, I don't know from the story. I wasn't there, but, you know, it's...
a little too hasty, I think, on the trigger finger there.
Yeah, like, what would happen if guys didn't leave your lawn and you just walked inside and left,
right.
You know, and left the scene? Would they get off at some point?
Likely, yes.
And then they would be shot, and then you wouldn't have to deal with the state. I'm not saying that I think that the state of California is the best organization to deal with this dispute, but it is the organization that is going to deal with this dispute if you shoot people. And
I'd rather not have a visit from the police if I can avoid it.
Yeah.
And, you know, then there's the whole fact that it was too early. There was no reason for that level of self-defense if he wasn't being menaced or threatened by them in some way that, you know, to where he thought his life was in danger. And I don't know if he did, because we weren't there and we don't know.
The story may not be over at this point either. I mean,
who knows? They may come back for revenge.
Yeah. I mean, these guys sell drugs for a living. They probably aren't the nicest fellas in the world. Maybe.
Not a street-level drug dealer like that, I wouldn't imagine. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm sure they're nice as long as you pay on time. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. It's 420. So if you want to share your 420 stories, you're certainly welcome to do so. Were you out and about doing activism or inside ordering Chinese food?
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVIC, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you prepared, or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this program, well, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Gene is in Tennessee on the amp line. At least I think this is Gene. Hello?
Maybe not. Hello there. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. What's on your mind, Gene?
Okay. I got a mouthful of food, but...
Are you leaving the dungeon as well?
I walked out the front door because the cell system was so poor in the house that I'm kind of like the guy on the commercial that's up in the corner on the shelf trying to get a good cell phone.
All right, we can hear you now. Go.
All right, I wanted to continue the conversation yesterday about anarchy because after I was off the air, Mark and Ian continued and said something to the effect that even in a voluntary society, there would be rules. And this is where I disagree with you, because in a voluntary or anarchist society, the only rule there can be is that I don't have to live by your rules. So to say that in such a society there would be rules, well, there would be rules that you could voluntarily opt into if you wanted to.
Right.
But if I don't want to live by your rules,
but those
I don't
are still
have
rules.
To live by your rules.
Well,
there's still rules.
But, Gene, the fact is there are rules, and there always will be rules. The rules are you can't touch my kid, and if you do, something really bad's going to happen. Those are my rules,
exactly,
and you'll live by
which
them.
Which is exactly the point I was making yesterday when you said, but then you have to abide by the rules. In other words, if I were to act against somebody who harmed someone in my family – the argument was that you were saying that I would have to abide by the rules, whichever they are, arbitration or whatever. And I'm saying, no, I don't have to abide by those rules. Now,
no,
if
you
don't
have
abide
to be,
by those rules.
You have to be willing to suffer the consequences, and, you know, those are going to vary depending on the society.
Of course, everybody suffers the consequences at all times in all society. So that is no difference. Right now there are consequences to your actions, and there would be consequences to your actions. But to say that I have to follow the rules set up in that voluntary society is just saying there's another government. And no, I don't have to follow those rules.
Well, no, because you're right. You don't have to, but that doesn't negate the fact that there are rules because every individual property owner would have the ability to set whatever rules he wanted to. And as you say, you wouldn't have to set foot on it. But if you did, then there would be rules that would apply.
Right, and my rules apply to me.
Okay, so then you admit that there are rules.
Everybody lives by their own rules. Okay. But even in today's society, you live by your own rules because if I choose not to stop at a stop sign, I don't stop there. I just have to make sure that one of those guys in blue aren't watching me because I know the gang of thugs in blue will come after me if they think that I violated one of their rules, which I don't recognize as my rules.
I'm with you, man. I'm completely with you. I was out today not recognizing their rules.
But I would like to point out that so I've got my rules, and then I can take my rules and I can agent them out to some other organization. So you were pointing out that, you know, you could do whatever it was. Like, I think that it seemed to me what you were doing was the sort of the thing that everybody's scared about when they talk about anarchy in the first place, is everybody doing what it is that they feel like is the right thing is still going to lead to a situation of terrible chaos. And so what you need are organizations, and there will be organizations that set up rules by which you abide, and you will sign on to those organizations voluntarily. You will choose which governing organization. What's that?
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
Right, and at that point, I really wonder, and this is all speculation. This is speculating in the world, what the world's going to be like when we have three eyes. But I wonder what it's going to be like for people that haven't signed on to an organization. Will they be like, I think it was in Iceland where they essentially, or maybe it was Germany, where they had these people that were called outlaws in their language, and that essentially anyone could do anything they wanted to an outlaw. You could enslave an outlaw because they had no law. They were outside of the law.
Yes, well, and certainly they could try that in a voluntary society as well, but those outlaws might eventually decide they don't want to be enslaved, and they might kill their slave masters. I mean, those are the consequences of your actions. But that's not a law, and it's not a rule.
Okay, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
But I don't think there's going to be a protection agency that would protect or have customers that are enslaving other human beings and forcing them to work for them in the, you know, where the scenario went there with Gene.
Yeah, it seems kind of unlikely.
The people who refuse to associate with any kind of society or follow any kind of rules are going to be very shady. Reputation is going to be of huge importance, and they're going to have a pretty tough time in life.
Yeah, who's going to want to rent to them? Who's going to want to sell and to do business with them if they are undesirables?
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. And, of course, I think the important thing to point out when it comes to the idea of rules and this concept of hiring some sort of, as you're saying, Mark, rule-setting agency or protection agency, I don't feel like I need to have somebody set rules for me because I don't do any harm. I don't need to know anything beyond honor your agreements
and do no harm. I'm not
saying that
you're going to sign up to have rules for yourself. However, if you sign up with an agency that's going to protect you, and it would seem to me that you would that people would want that, right?
Yeah.
People demand security currently, and that's why we have police.
They may have
people demand fire department. People demand organizations like this, and I don't know whether it'll be one organization or several that'll provide different types of security in different places, but it would seem to me that people want security, and they will therefore have to pay for it because nothing's free.
And it would make sense that you would maybe sign an agreement with those folks about
and they're
going to
have
behave.
Rules about how you behave, mm-hmm. in the same way that the insurance company will not give you fire insurance if you set your own house on fire. I mean, they've got rules about how you must conduct yourself. So.
Right, but I don't think by not hiring a protection agency would you be necessarily an outlaw.
I don't know.
I think you would have to harm
about
somebody.
You're talking about a fantasy world, and I have really little interest in discussing it. I believe that people should live voluntarily. I don't think there should necessarily be coercion, but the most important issue to me is peace and stability, and I think that we can have more of that through people being able to live without coercive government Absolutely. Organizations and without governments being tied to land. But to speculate, it's really
We really don't
know. Some Cro-Magnon men talking about what airplanes look like.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Joe listening to WAIS in Ohio. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi guys. Thanks.
Hey Joe.
Hey, it's 420.
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
And you reminded me, so I called a few of my friends because I used to be a hemp activist back in the day, the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled the country on a thing called the Hemp Tour.
Cool.
And I met a guy named Jack Harar.
Oh, yeah, he just passed away, as I understand it.
And that's what I wanted to bring up. I just found out from calling one of my friends who's going to his funeral Friday.
This is a guy who is, I think, a real icon in the cannabis decriminalization movement, Jack Harar. Or is it Harar or Harar?
Harar, I think.
Harar? Well, anyway, Jack, if you will, has passed away. But he wrote The Emperor Has No Clothes, right?
Yeah.
The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Wears No Clothes.
And I want everybody to Google it and look it up. And it might still be in print. I have old copies. The first copy I ever saw was a broadsheet.
A broadsheet?
Which is to say, like, newsprint.
Newspaper.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're talking back in the 80s.
Yeah, I have it in a full, like, piece of paper size, like an 8.5 by 11 book, and it's all the different newspaper clippings and stories as it progressed through history to teach you what the media was projecting, what was going on in the background, you know, a lot of great information.
Real eye-opener for people, right? I mean, I've never read it. I've just heard good things about it.
Well, that's why I'm calling to kind of mourn the loss. I mean, this guy was kind of a friend. In fact, one time I was in Kent, Ohio. We were going to do an event, and I walked up to a soda machine that had a flyer on it, you know, and the flyer was out of date. So I took that flyer down, and I posted a flyer for the hemp event we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even get back to my car. And a squad car pulls up.
Oh, boy.
So I walked right over, and I took down the flyer.
You got 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Jack Harar paid my bond or paid my bail.
Hell of a guy.
Get people to look him up and find out the truth about him.
The Emperor wears no clothes. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. If we get a chance, I still have this sovereign citizen domestic terrorist story that I think we should talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.